Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Chof Tes. We're beginning a brand new perek. Zok the Mishnah, Eilu Naroi Shiesh Lehen Knas. Now we know the Torah tells us in Parashas Kiseitze, if Chas Hashanah a person is Ma'anes, a Na'ara Besula, what's the din? The din is he has to go and pay a Knas of 50 Shkolim. And the Pasuk continues, V'loi Siya Le'isha, and he also has to go and take the young lady as his wife. Unless she or the father does not want or do not want him to take her as his wife. However, otherwise, he has to go and pay knas and he has to go and marry her. We're going to learn later on in the parak, he also has to go and pay tsar, boishis, upagam. But for the purpose of our Mishnah, we're just talking about the knas of 50 shekel. Now, the Torah is Nara Psula. The way our Tanakhama learns, the way our Mishnah learns, Nara is literally Nara, which is a very, very short period of time. It's from the time that she becomes bas mitzvah until she becomes a boigeres, which is a period of 6 months. During that 6 months' time, a man comes and violates this young lady, Nara Psula, he has to go and pay chamishim shekel. Our Mishnah tells us, Eilu Naros Sheyesh Lahen Knas, the following Naros are entitled to receive their Knas. By the way, it's not that they get the Knas, the Knas goes to the father. Sheyesh Lahen doesn't mean that they receive it, it means that these Naros, if someone were ma'anis them, a Knas is payable. Now, the obvious case is if a person lives with a normal, regular Bas Yisrael, that's a what the Gemara calls Ksheirois. In other words, a regular young lady. What our Mishnah is telling us is a chidush, even if the ladies are psulois. Psulois meaning that one could not marry them. And therefore the chidush of our Mishnah is that even though the pasuk connects the two together, and the Torah says you have to go and pay the 50, specifically for those that want to look at the pasuk, if you turn to the Amud Beis, in the Torah Or HaSholem, you have two psukim, back-to-back, aleph and beis. In the Torah, they're in reverse order, starting with beis. Ki im tzi'ish nara psula asher loy oirasa. Person finds a nara psula, who's not engaged. Usvasa, and he grabs her, meaning it's against her will. V'shachav ima v'nimtso. What's the din? Says the next pasuk. V'nasa no isha shoichiv ima. He has to go and pay l'avi hanara. He pays to the avi hanara, to the mother, to the father, that is. Chamishim kosef, 50 shkolim. V'loi siya li'isha, and he has to take her for a wife. Tachas asher ina, because of the fact that he went and violated her. Le'yuchal shalcha kol yomav, and he cannot go and give her a get. He is stuck with his wife. So anybody that wants to be ma'anis, a young lady, has to realize that this is a 50 shkolim, as well as he's going to be stuck with this lady for the rest of his life, so he should think twice about doing such a heinous crime. So getting back to our Mishnah. The following knas is payable, even though he cannot go and marry these ladies because they are psulais. So who are the ladies that we're talking about? Habola Mamzeris, the person who goes and is Ma'anis and Mamzeris. Ba'ala Nasina, V'al Hakusis. All of these are cases of Isser Lavin. There's no Isser Karis, there's an Isser Lav. If a person went and lived with such an Isser Lav, was Ma'anis them, even though he cannot marry them, he's got to pay the 50 Shkolim Knas to the father. And similarly, Habala Giyoidis, Ba'ala Shivuya, V'al Shivcha, Shinivdu, Shinizgairu, Shinishtacharu. Person who went and lived with a Giyoidis, or a Shvuya, that's a girl, as we know, that was taken in captivity, or a Shivcha, any one of these three, who were Nivdu, in the case of the Shvuya, she was redeemed, people paid ransom. The case of the Giyoidis and his Gairu, the case of the Shivcha and his Shtacharu. In all of these three cases, if they're Pchusois, Bibnoi Sholishon of Yemechad, not that the person lived with them, Pchusois Sholishon of Yemechad, because then there's no din of Knas. Knas is only from Nara, from 12 years old. However, if they were Nivdu Nishgayr Nishdaharu at least 9 years ago, when they were less than 3 years old, then we assume that each one of them is a psula. Because for instance, the Mushlagabe Gioidis, or the Gabe a Shivcha Mishachrares, we assume that unfortunately there's a lot of Hefker going on, and therefore if they were Nizgairu or Nishtachru after 3 years old, we assume that they were already Be'ulois, and therefore they were not a Psula at the time of their being a Nara years later. So therefore, if they became a Georis pre 3 years old, and same thing with Gabi Shvuya, if she was a Shvuya pre 3 years old, even if Chas V'Shalom someone lived with her, Psulea Choizrin, and therefore she has a din of a Psula, and then years later, when she's a Nara, if someone's Ma'anasar, has to pay 50 Shkolim. I think Rabbi wants to ask a question.
Yes, we say there is no Iser Kores, but there is an Iser Kores by Me'oides for the fact that she's a Nida. If you are talking about me being Me'anis a Nida, here there is an Iser Kores.
The case of Nida is another three lines. We'll get to that in Yet Hashem momentarily. The list that we gave so far was a list just of Isurim of Iser Lav, but now we come on to Habo Ala Choisoi. What happens if a person is Me'anis his own sister, or his aunt, another aunt, this is paternal, this is maternal, or his sister-in-law, another sister-in-law, a different form of aunt, that's the case that you just mentioned, and all of these cases, yeshlem knas, even though this Chas V'Shalom Kares for someone doing any one of the aforementioned B.I.s, nevertheless, the person still has to pay the Chamishim Shekel. Why, says the Mishnah? Because Ein Behen Mises Bezen. In all of these cases, and no Mises Bezen, there's only a din of Kares. What is the Mishnah telling us? We know the famous rule of Kam Lei B'Derabah Mineh, that you cannot go and give a person two punishments. You only give the greater punishment. So if a person, Chas V'Shalom, lives with Lemoshel, he is Ma'anis and Eishes Ish, so what he's Chayiv Misa, Rachman Litzlan. Of course, if she's an Eishes Ish, she wouldn't be in this Mishnah, because the halacha of paying Knas is Davka to an Nara Psula Asheloi Oirasa, who is not married, she's not betrothed, she's just a single young lady. In all of these cases, we're talking about Achoisoi, it happens to be the sister. Regarding the other cases, we'll speak about in a moment. Anyway, the point is that all of these Isurim that we mentioned in the Mishnah have a din of Kares. And Mi'at Hashem, we will see tomorrow, there is a famous man, the Omer Nechunya ben Hakona, who said that the din of Kamli Dramina even applies to a case of Kares. However, our Mishnah doesn't hold that way. Our Mishnah holds that the din of Kamli Dramina is really on the Bezdin. You, Bezdin, cannot go and punish a person with two separate punishments. If this person is getting Misa, they don't have to go and pay Knas. However, since our Mishnah is talking about an Iser Kares, the Bezdin down below doesn't have the ability to go and administer Kares. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu administers Kares. So the Bezdin down below is only doing one punishment. That's the punishment of Knas. Says the Mishnah, that's why there is a din of Knas. Are you going to ask me, says Rashi, what about the case of Eishes Ochiv, Eishes Achiyoviv? The Chayr, we're talking about it's an Eishes Ish. If it's an Eishes Ish, there's a din of Chenek by every Eishes Ish. There is a din of Misa. Says Rashi, even though it says Eishes Ochiv, we're talking about originally it was Eishes Ochiv. However, then there was a get subsequently. So it's no longer his sister-in-law. But for purposes of Aroyas, as we learned back in Masechtas Yevamos, virtually all of the Aroyas continue on forever. It's only Isha L'Achoyis Eloi Sikach when you're talking about the two Achoyis. However, all the others, even though there's no longer a relationship, for instance, if a father was married to a young lady, you're not allowed to go and Chas V'Shalom live with Eishes Oviv. What happens if the father went and divorced her? The same Isra of Eishes Aviv applies. The point is that the case of Eishes Achiv and Eishes Achi Aviv in our Mishnah is not talking about that they're still married. Because if they're still married, then there would be a din of Eishes Ish. A din of Eishes Ish is a din of Misa. Since our Mishnah says it's only Kares, and there's no Misa, it's talking about that they were married, and then that married marriage was severed because of a get. Yes, I see Barry has a question.
Yeah, let's see, Arison, because if it's Nisuin, she wouldn't be a Vistula, right?
What you're saying is absolutely correct. In fact, Rashi says, Aleishis Achiv, Sheniskad Shaloi Liachiv. There was only Kiddushin. There was not Nisuin. If it would be Nisuin, there would be a din of a Bula. I mean, of course, theoretically, you could have a case of a Chuppah, where she's still a Psula. But the easy case is Kiddushin Arison, where there's no din of Bula, only a Psula. Yes, Rabbi, I see you still have a question.
My question in the ratio was that we have an indirect chorus situation in the case of Moines, because if he was Moines, a Naro, of 12 and a half years old, she was automatically Anida. He was Moines Anida, so there is chorus too.
The answer
first case is an indirect chorus. The posterior cases that the Mishnah brings is a direct chorus, but indirect chorus we had in the ratio.
I hear you loud and clear. We're talking about between 12 and 12 and a half. So the answer to your question is one of two things. Number one, she was a late Nida, and she didn't start seeing Nida blood until after 12 and a half. Or number two, she went to the mikveh. Not that we encourage young girls to go to the mikveh, but had she gone to the mikveh, then she wouldn't be a Nida any longer. Just like, sorry?
If she was raped, then there was no mikveh, obviously, which was without her preparation or participation. In the case of Oines, there is no mikveh. That was exactly the point. But could be that she wasn't Anida, yes.
That's no, but in those days, they went to the mikveh because they need eight taros. She was maybe bus going. She ate truma. But they
So Brother Shai is saying that even though today single girls don't go to the mikveh, in those times it was very possible that they did, to be able to go and eat truma, taharas, kodshim, and things of that nature. So she was tohar. She was tohar. Good. Shkoyach, Brother Shai. Shkoyach, Rabbi. And therefore we go on to the Gemara. Before we go on to the Gemara, one question that we can ask is, we've said the whole time that we're talking about a case of oynis, ma'anis. In fact, that's how Rashi learns on the third line. Sheish len knas im onsa odom noisen laviach amishim kosev kirachsiv venosana ish. Why doesn't Rashi say it's also talking about a case of mefata? Mefata means, as you know, when a young man seduces a young lady to go and live with her, with him, that is, there's also din of chamishim shakel. So, Bazoi, why does Rashi say it's only talking about a case of oynis? It could be talking about l'chayra both oynis u'mefata. Says the Bnei Yeshua that the reason why Rashi says it's talking about oynis is because, as we mentioned earlier, in the case of both oynis and mefata, if chas v'shalom a person does such an act, he has to go and pay the father, Lavi Hanara, to the father. What happens if there is no father? So, where do we have a case where there is no father? Says Pnei Yeshua, L'moshel, in the case of the Giyoris and the Shivcha Shenishtachara. Because by definition, once they become a Giyoris, or once the Shivcha becomes Mishuchreris and then becomes a Giyoris, in both of those cases, as we learned back in Masechtas Yevamos, any gershin is gayers kik katon shenoilad dummy. And so therefore they don't have a father any longer. What do you do then if there is no father? The halacha is you go and pay the young lady herself. Ah, there's no father, you pay the young lady. That's in the case of ma'anith. However, in the case of mafata, since it was consensual, if there is no father, in other words, if it was a giyoris, or a shivcha shenishtara, then you don't have to pay the knas, says the Pnei Yeshua. Why not? There is no father. So you say, well, then pay the young lady. The young lady was moicheles by the fact that she agreed to go and live with the man, that she was saying, it's fine. I'm happy to do it. It was consensual. Since she's moichel, then the perpetrator would not have to go and pay anybody. And since it says in the Mishnah, elinar sheish len knas, it must be talking about a case of oynis that you always have to pay, as opposed to mafata, in the case of giyoris and shivcha, you would not have to go and pay because there is no father halachically, because kiger kikot shenoy ledami, and they were moichel, so there would be no knas. Okay, on to the Gemara. Zuk Gemara. We started with the Mishnah that eilu nar sheish len knas. It sounds like this is the list of those that get knas. Frey Gemara, Hani Narois Psulois Islu Kenas Ksheiris loy? I'm sorry. Hani naris psulis islu knas kshedus loy? Are you suggesting that only these naris get? I mean, that's the Lashon elu. These naris get knas. What about all of the naris kshedus, which far outnumber all of the isurim that we had in our Mishnah? So Timora avad, of course, you're right. Hachi kama, the Mishnah means to say, Eilu naris psuloi sheyesh lem knas. In other words, add a word to our Mishnah. Eilu naris psulois. They have a knas. Which ones are they? Habala mamzeres, al nesinav, al akusis, and all the others that we mentioned in the Mishnah. And kol shkein and kal v'choyim ravad k'sheirois. K'sheirois the chadova poshet. To state in the Torah. We're adding on that even the psulois is a din of a knas. And what's the chidush? That by the psulis is din of knas, like we said before, because it says in the pasuk, "Voloi siyali isha," and since in all of these cases you cannot marry any one of them, so sol kadai tachamina, maybe there shouldn't be a din of knas either. Kamash malon, these are two separate dinim. One din you have to go and pay knas, and one din of voloi siyali isha. If you can marry, the Torah requires you to marry, and if you cannot marry, don't marry, but at least go and pay the knas of 50. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Eilu narois. The Gemara is medayik nara in ketana loy, which of course is the poshut halacha based on the text of the Torah. The Torah uses the expression nara psula. The Torah uses it a couple of times. Kiyim tse ish nara psula. V'nosan ish ha-shoichev ima laviha nara. Okay, nara means 12 years old and older, and not a ketana. So Gemara man tana. Who's the tana of our Mishnah that excludes Ketana? So Timur Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Remeiri. Oh, it's in fact a machloikis. As we'll see, it's a machloikis of Meir and the Chacham. The Chacham hold that the din of Chamishim Kosef applies even to a Ketana. So if a man were to go and be ma'anis, a 10-year-old or 11-year-old, even though she is not a Nara, you're machoyiv to pay the 50 Kesef. Where is this machloikis asani? We learned in the Braisa. Ketana mi bas yoim echo bi ache tovi shtei sarois yesh lo mecher vi ein lo knas. O mi she tovi shtei sarois bi ache ti boger yesh lem knas vi ein lo mecher divi remeir. What Remeir is telling us is that by every young girl, a father has, if you will, two entitlements. Number one, or two financial entitlements. Number one, he can go and sell her as an Ivriya, sell her as a Shifcha. And number two, if Chas Shalom, someone was Ma'anis her, he's entitled to the Chamishim Kosef. However, the Braisa tells us that the two cannot happen during the same time period of this young girl's life. Why not? Ketana from one day old until 12 years old, yesh lemecher. The father can go and sell her. He cannot sell her beyond 12 years old, because the Torah says that one of the ways that Oma Ivriya goes out lecheres is when she becomes 12 years old. So Rashi really brings from Chazal, from Gemara in Masechtas Erchin, Ekemachan akal v'chaymer. Madach mechura kvar yoitze, if you have a girl that was already sold as an Oma Ivriya, and she is now 12 years old. The halacha is yoitzed, she's yoitzed b'simanim. As soon as she becomes 12 years old, she has the two saris, she goes out. Zechvashteitzach, says the Gemara, then avada achshav she'ena mechura, ein adin shaloi timacher. Then avada, she cannot be sold, because if she's sold instantaneously as she's being sold, she goes free, because she's already 12 years old. So she can go and be sold from the age of one day until the age of 12 years. However, the ein lo knas, during that period of time, were someone to go and be ma'aneser, there would not be a din of knas. Why wouldn't there be a din of knas? Because, says Remeir, knas is only from 12 years old and further. And fakert, umishitovishtei saris, viachati bogye, during the 6 months, from 12 until 12 and a half, yesh lo knas, the ein lo mecher. Knas there is, she's a nara, but there's no din of mecher, you cannot sell her any longer, because you can only sell until 12 years old. Yes, Barry, what's your question? You're on mute, so we don't hear your question.
Yeah, Yes. The language of the Gemara is Shtei Saros, which you're translating always as 12 years old. Even if it's not approximate, but it's not exact. Biologically, the 12th birthday doesn't coincide with Shtei Saros. What happens in the window of time when they don't overlap? The Gemara is saying Shtei Saros. You're saying 12 years. Are you just saying that euphemistically, or do you mean that Dafka 12 years old, calendar 12 years?
To my knowledge, if a girl gets the two Saras before she's 12 years old, that's nothing. It's just considered to be, the Gemara uses an expression, just like, Shuma, just like fuzz. It's just garnished. Nothing.
Like a mole, is it?
Like a mole. It's got to be 12 years plus the Shtei Saras. If she doesn't get Shtei Saras quickly, then we have to stop worrying about if Shechas or Shom, she's an agonist. Typically, the two Saras come, it's not exactly on the, you're right, it doesn't necessarily come directly on the birthday, but it has to be 12 plus the two Saras, and then she's considered to be an Arab.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anyway, so as we just pointed out, Yesh L'Kanazvi, Ein L'Mecha, these two time lines never overlap, because at the age of 12, two Saras, what happens then? No more sale as an Amivriya, and from then there's a din of class. Div Rameh. Shoy Rameh Oymer. This is really a repetition. Rameh said, Komokim Sheish Mecher ain't Knas, Komokim Sheish Knas ain't Mecher. It's one or the other. The father never gets both financial entitlements at the same period of time. The Chomayim Lecham say, no, we respectfully disagree. Kitanim Ibash Sholi Shonav Yem Echad, the Adshe Tiboger Yesh Lo Knas. What's that mean? That by Ktana, starting from 3 years old until the age of Boigris, there is a din of Knas. In other words, the Chachamim are saying that the din of Knas doesn't only apply to a Nara, it also applies to a Ktana. Why doesn't it apply to a Ktana less than 3 years old? Because, as we know, Psuleha Choizrim. So when does she consider to be a Psula, where the Psulim do not return? Only after 3, so from the age of 3 until the age of 12 and a half, she has the status of a young lady, where if someone is ma'aneser, there's a din of knas. So we see that according to Chum, Nara in the Torah is lav dafka, it includes also a ktan. And the Gemara asks, since there's a machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, and Reb Meir is referring both to the din of knas and the din of mecher, Chachamim, it sounds like that from the age of 3 and up, there's only Knas. Knas in Mechaloi. What about the other halacha about selling for an Omivriya? Says, well, of course you're right. The Avada. What the Chachamim meant to say is, Eim Av Knas v'mokem Mecher. Not only is there a din of Mecher, of course you can go and sell your daughter as an Omivriya when she's a Ktana. But not only that, there's also a din of Knas. Now, it's not exactly on all fours. The top Rashi already tells us that look again at the Lashon of the Chachamim. The Chachamim back of the Omer Aleph said, from Sholoshonim, Ad Sheti Boger, Yesh Lo Knas. You cannot really say that it means both Knas and Mecher, because Mecher doesn't start from the age of 3. It starts from the age of 1 day old. And it doesn't end by Tiboger, it ends at the time of Shtei Sarois. So the top Rashi here in the Chof Tesamit Bey says, Umishim Knas Noket Bas Sholosh, Avul Mecher, Mibas Yoy Mecher, V'achetom Shtei Sarois, like we said before. But basically, what the Chum are saying is, the timelines certainly overlap for a considerable period of time. From the age of 3 until the age of 12, there's both Mecher and Knas. Pre 3 years old, there's no din of Knas. Post 12 years old, there's no din of Mecher. But for 9 years, from 3 until 12, both Knas and Mecher apply. The Gemara over here doesn't go into what is the Sfora of the Rabbanan. After all, it says in Befeish in the Torah the word Nara. How do the Chacham interpret the word Nara to mean Ketana? So the Gemara later on in Daf Mem brings the same discussion, and there the Gemara says something fascinating. If you look here at Dura Ora Sholem in Ois Beis, you'll see it says Kiyim to Ish Na'ara. Do you notice that there's a hay missing? Just says Nun Ayin Reish. Similarly, in Aleph, when it says Lavi Hanara, where's the hay? Well, in fact, as you know, if you look in the Sefer Torah, there is no hay. And in our Chumashim, it always says that it's a Creek sieve, even though it only says Nun, Ayin, Reish, but you read it Naro with a full hay. Say the Chacham, you know why Kodesh Baruch Hu said leave out the hay? That even if it's not a full Nara, it's an incomplete Nara. What's an incomplete Nara? That she's not a Nara yet, she's only a Ketana. That's the reason why the Kodesh writes Nara without a hay, to tell you that it starts already from the age of 3. So, Machloik is between Reb Meir and the Chacham. Because our Mishnah says, Eilu Naroi Sheyesh Len Knas, it sounds like, you know, our Mishnah, we cannot say, well, we're just using the word that is used in the Torah. Here we're telling us Halacha Lamaisa, so the Tana should spell it out. If he held like the Chacham that even a Ketana Yesh Len Knas, he shouldn't say only Narois, he should say Ketanoisu Narois, or at least define what does Nara mean. Already from the age of 3 and up. So, we see that our Mishnah goes like a mayor, and not like the Chacham. Freit di Gemara. The question that has been bothering us since the beginning of the Mishnah, we enumerated roughly, I don't know, maybe 10 Noshim Psulois. Freit di Gemara, Vahani b'nei Knas ninu. Those are b'nei Knas. Vamai, ikri kan v'loi sili isha. Isha ra'uyulai. Why don't you say that the two halachas are interdependent, dependent on one another. And that is, when do you have to pay a knas? Dafke, if the young lady is eligible to be married to you. But in all of the cases in the Mishnah, Lemusha Legab, the Mamzeris, you're not allowed to marry a Mamzer, Liyavi Mamzer Bekalashem. Since you can't marry a Mamzer, maybe there is no din of knas. Maybe the two work hand in hand. As we pray to Gemara. Omer Ishlokish, Ishlokish said, Ifreit zeh zeh gut. However, we have special limudim to tell us that the din of knas applies even if you cannot be mekayim the veloy siya liisha. Where do we see that? Omer Reish Lakish, nara, nara, ha nara. Chad legufei, chad lesuyei chayove lavin, chad lesuyei chayove krisis. Now what means nara, nara, ha nara? Once again, if you have the Torah or HaSholem, the first posik in Parshas Kiseitse dealing with the din of ma'anes, Ki imtze ish na'ara psula. Okay, so we have one time the word na'ara. Now let's go to the next pasuk. V'nosu v'isha shoychev imo la'avi ha-na'ara chamishim kosef. Says Rashi, I could have saved a few letters. I could have said v'nosu v'isha shoychev imo li'aviha chamishim kosef. Obviously, aviha is referring to the na'ara of the previous pasuk. Why do we have to repeat the word la'avi ha-na'ara? And we could have said lavi nara. Why do we say lavi hanara? So we have two extra limudim, if you will. The whole word nara is extra, and the hay of hanara is extra. So that's what the Gemara means to say that I have 3 psukim here. You really only have 2 words, nara, hanara, but we're dashing hanara twice, one for nara and one for the hay, hanara. What do I use? The 3 chad legufei. Want to tell you the halacha of ma'anis, nara, psula, you gotta pay the 50 shkolim. I mean, the Torah has to say nara at least once. Otherwise, I might think that the din of psula applies maybe from the age of 3 to the age of 120. How would I know that it's only nara? Muzduchstein nara. So I need a legufei. And then the other 2, which are lechoira unnecessary. One tells us the chayavi lavin, like the case of the mamzeris at the beginning of the Mishnah. V'chad lasuya chayavi krisis, that's all of those achoisois that we had at the end of the Mishnah. That even there, even though altsvaloi siya li'isha, you cannot be mekayim the din of taking one of them after the person is ma'anes. However, the Torah says specially, but the chamishim shekel you gotta pay under all circumstances. The money you gotta pay. So even if it's a chayav krisis. So that's the drush of Reish Lakish. Rapapa's drush is almost the same. Rapapa Omar, psula, psulais, habsulais. Rapapa grad is not talking, the psula, psulais, habsulais, is not in Parshas Kiseitse, that's really in Parshas Shemois, where the Torah talks about the case of Mefate. And again, if you have Gimel and Dalet of the Torah or HaSholem, you have v'chiyafate ish psula asheloi oirasa. Here you're talking about not a case of violating, you're talking about a case of seducing. A person, chas v'sholem, seduced a young lady, asheloi oirasa, b'shachav ima, and she agreed, and she lived with her. No, what's the din? Said in passing, Mar Yemreda loy l'ishi, has to take her for his wife. In moin yemoin avil esitaloi, if the father refuses, kesev yishkol moin avasulas, he has to pay the chamishim shokel. So, just as an aside, because we're not really learning Hilchos Pitui now, we're learning Hilchos Ma'anis, but by Pitui, there, if the father says, if the perpetrator, the person who lived with the young lady, decides to take her for a wife, and everybody agrees, he does not have to pay the chamishim shakel. He only has to pay the chamishim shakel as a default, that imoin avia l'sitolai. The father says, "Yeah, the shaykes, get out of here. I wouldn't want to take him as my son-in-law." Then, kesef yishkol, you have to pay the 50 shkol. Okay, but that's not relevant for our Gemara. What is relevant is that in the first pasuk it says, again, the word psula, kifate ish psula. The next pasuk says, kesef yishkol kimoyer habsulais. Rashi says, it would have been enough to say, kesef yishkol kimoyer. Kimoyer means a dowry. And therefore, you got to go and pay a dowry of 50 shkolim. What do you need? Habsulais. And again, it could have said kimoyer psulais. And it says habsulais. So the whole psulais and habsulais, again, that's a double drasha, which we didn't need. It could have ended kesu yishkol kimoyer, period. Zokimor, getting back to our Gemara now. So I have again psula psulais, habsulais. Zokrapopa chad gufe chad asuya chayav elam and chad asuya chayav krisis. So it's virtually the same as the drush of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Grada was talking about Oynis, Rapapa was talking about Mefata. At this point, the Gemara doesn't tell us, I would need both. One to tell us the din of Oynis, one to tell us Mefata. We'll see Mechem and the Gemara momentarily that we learn one from the other, and therefore the halachas that apply to one apply to the other. We'll see that in another moment. Frank the Gemara. Since both Reish Lakish and Rapapa have the same basic drasha, here it says nara nara ha nara, here it says psula psulis ha psulis, Rapapa might tell them Reish Lakish. Why do you learn like Reish Lakish? I mean, that's Reish Lakish's drasha, l'chayra, perfect drasha. Nara ha nara. Says Yimon ha'umi boyle l'kirabaya, says Rapapa, I need that extra nara ha nara. It is not extra. I need it for another drasha. T'yom rabaya, bo'oleo mesa potter. What happens if a person lives with a Nara Psula? And before we have a chance to go to Besdin and collect funds, the 50 Shkolim, Nebuch, she passed away. How did she pass away? Anyway, she was Chashom in a car accident. Whatever it was, she passed away. Potter, they no longer has to go and pay the 50 Shkolim to the father. Why not? Shenema v'nosan l'avi ha-Nara. The extra word Hanara comes to tell you, l'avi ha-Nara v'loy l'avi mesa. It's got to be a Nara who's still alive. She's still a Nara, as opposed to Nebuch, someone who has passed away. She's no longer. He's no longer an Aviha Nara. He's now an Aviha of the Meisa, Rachmon Litzlan. So I need that pasuk to tell you that drasha. So the Hanara is not at all Ibrik, like Reish Lakish learns. I need it. That's why I learned from Psula, Psula, Hapsulas. Reish Lakish, my temple, Rav Papa, why didn't he learn like Rav Papa? Learn it from the Psula, Psulais. I need that to go and tell you Gzeira Shava of Ma'anes to Mafata and Mafata to Ma'anes. What's Gzeira Shava? The Sanya. Kesef Yishkol Kemoyer Habsulois. Shehei Zeh Kemoyer Habsulois Umoyer Habsulois Kazeh. That this should be like the dowry and the dowry should be like this. What does that mean? So Rashi says, and we have this back in Yevamos, as you'll recall, that I learned one pasuk from the other, that the amount that you have to go and pay is 50 shkolim. What do you mean? What do I have to learn one from the other for? Okay. Both the case of Mefata and the case of Ma'anes only give you 50% of the limud. I need the other one to fill it up. So for instance, let's start again with Ma'anes. And again, if you have pasuk aleph in the Torah or Hashalim down below, you have to pay 50 kesef. What means kesef? Kesef means silver. So, how much silver? As we know, there are numerous silver coins. You start off with your shekel, and then you have a dinar, and then you have your ma'a, and theoretically throw in punjoin, and you have your iser. You have a whole bunch of silver coins. It just says 50 kesef. I don't know which kesef, but I know it's 50. Now let's go on to Mefata. By Mefata it says, Emoin Yemoin Avia Lesitaloi, that's Oizdalid in the Torah Ora Shalem. Kesef Yishkoil. Yishkoil says the Gemara means Shkolim. Here it says Kesef Yishkoil, and there it says Kesef. So I learn one from the other. What do I learn one from the other? That here it's Chamishim Kosef. Which type of Kesef? Oh, it's Shkolim, Kesef Yishkoil. But if we would only have the second Pasuk by Mefata, Kesef Yishkoil, I wouldn't know how many Kesef Yishkoil. Is it one? Is it five? Is it 20? Is it 100? I learn Chamishim. Now, how do I learn Mefata from the din of Ma'anis and Ma'anis from the din of Mefata? So that's what the Gemara is saying. I learn it Psula, Psula. Here it says, La'avianara, Menosan Ishinachnachamonachamol, Kim to Ishnara Psula. And there by Peter it says, Kifat ish psula. So I learned psula, psula, to go and tell you the din of that Exeter Shava, and to tell you that it's 50 shkolim altogether. So I need that drasha. I need it for the Exeter Shava. Nochemo, Zokimar Veshlokim, my family, Amakra, Papa, whom you buy, let Exeter Shava, the sign, Kesi Yishkomar Absulites, Sheizek, my Absulites, or my Absulis Kazah, meaning that I learned shekel from this, and I learned 50 from that, and now they're both the same, and that becomes the mohar, the din of the minimum amount. And by the way, since this is the amount of moir of dowry, and we're talking about 50 shkalim, and every shekel you have 4 dinrim, so 50 times 4 is a 200, dinner is also known as a zuz, and that's why we learned back in Mesechtes Yevamis, no, not Mesechtes Yevamis, here in Mesechtes Ksubas we learned earlier on, I think, Daf Yud Aleph, how much is a din of Ksuba min HaTorah? 200. Where do you get the 200? That's from the parish of Oynes of Mefata, that that's how much you've got to pay, like the moyar, like the dowry that you pay on a ksuba, which is 50 times 4, 4 zuz, 50 times 4 is 200, and that's how you know the din of psula, of ksuba by psula. But getting back to our Gemara now, so says both Rapapa and Reish Lakish say, the drasha of my colleague is a beautiful drasha, but I need those psukim for other purposes. And that's why Reish Lakish says I have to go learn it from Nara, Nara, Hanara, because I can't learn it from Psula, Hapsula, because that I need to tell you the Gzeira Shava. And her papa says I have to learn Psula, Psula, Hapsula, I can't learn from Hanara, because that I need for the din of Abaya, Lafuke, Avi, Mesa. So Frey Timoriat, Reish Lakish Nami Boile Karabaya, Rapapa Nami Boile Xeri Shava. Says the Gemara, you're right. Elashita Kroik Sivi, Nara Nara Hanara, Psula Psulais Habsulais. In the spirit of Rapapa, that always says, Nemrinu Litravayu, let's go and put them together. The Gemara is now merging Reish Lakish and Rapapa in a classic example of a Havas Yisrael, to go and push away the sinas chinam that led to the destruction of the second base of Migdish, from which we are still suffering today, which unfortunately we're going to commemorate in another few days through a fast. Halavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change it quickly, and it should be a Yom Simcha. But getting to our Gemara once again, what the Gemara is telling us is that Reish Lakish and Rapapa, their drushes are now merged, and now I have 6 Lishoinois in the Pasuk. I have Nara, Nara, Hanara, I have Psula, Psulais, Habsulais. So what am I going to learn from this? Zokti Yimara, Trei, Ligufai. Two, to tell us the din of Oinis and Mefata. That by Oinis is a din of Kenas, and by Mefata is a din of Kenas. So I need a Ligufai for the two Parashiois. Chadle Kerabaya, one of the extra words Nara or Hanara, I'm going to learn, like Abaya says, to go and say, Lafuke Avi Mesa, that if the girl Nebuch died, you don't pay the Knas. V'chav L'Gzeira Shava, and one comes to say that in Gzeira Shava, that I learn, Psula, Ha Psula, 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 one from the other, to go and tell you the din of Chamishim Shekel. Oh, so therefore says Imai, Ayatru Leitrei. So since of the 6, I used up 4, right, 2 L'Gafayu, one for Abaya, one for Gzeira Shav. I got 2 left over. Oh, this is perfect. And when we asked initially, how does Rapapa learn? The Gemara asked, how do I know that there's a din of paying Knas by Chayov Ilavin and Chayov Krisus? So, Reish Lakish learned Nara Nara, but that's talking about Ma'anis. Says Rav Papa, I have another drasha. I'm going to learn it from the Mefatah. But we're talking about Ma'anes over here. But since we've equated Ma'anes u'Mefatah because of Psula Psula, to go and tell you the din of the Hamishim Shakel, it also comes to tell you that the Gabi din of Knas, the same halach applies, just like we said in our Mishnah, and that is just like a person, if he's Ma'anes, a Ksheiroh, he has to go and pay Hamishim Shakel. Same thing, psulais, saicha yobilavin, saicha yobikrisis, you gotta pay chamishim shakel. Vlafukim haitana. And our Mishnah comes to exclude the following Tana. Who's the following Tana? The Sanya. Vlo yisir li'isha, Shimon hatimni oimer. I know most people think it's Shimon hatimoni, from Taimon, but you remember Rashi in Mesechtes Tana says, mitimna hoya. Since he's from Timna, the choyer's name should be Shimon hatimni. Anyway, so Shimon HaTimni Oimer, Isha Sheyesh Bo Havaya. It says in the pasuk, V'loi Sihiya Le'isha. What's this lotion of Sihiya? Why does it go and say, Yikach Le'isha? Sihiya means it's got to be Havaya's Kedushin. So since it's got to be Havaya's Kedushin, everybody knows that Gabi Chayovi Krisus, the Ein Kedushin Toifsim B'Chayovi Kores, Chayovi Krisus. So Shimon HaTimni would say that the din of knas would not apply to the second category of cases in our Mishnah or the chayav krisus, because since there is no loy seal isha, he can't go and take her for a wife because there's no havayis kedushin, no din of paying the knas. So our Mishnah does not shtim like Shimon HaTimni, because our Mishnah says even though you cannot be mekayim v'loy seal isha, makes no difference. You still got to pay the kenas. Says Yimono, according to Shimon HaTimni. Shimon HaTimni says, it's got to be Isha Sheyesh Ba'avaya. Reb Shimon Asi Oimer, I learned from the same posik, V'lo Yisir Le'isha, Isha Ra'uya L'kayma. It's got to be a woman that you can marry and that you can keep her for in perpetuity. In other words, that there's no Isur involved in marrying and living with this young lady. So now, the drasha of Shimon Asiya sounds almost identical to the drasha of Shimon HaTimni. So what are they arguing about? My benayu, what's the nafkimina? Amrab Zayda, Mamzer Zasina Kimnayu. Very simply, it got be the case of the Chayove Lavin, the Isuri Lavin that we had at the beginning of our Mishnah. Lamandi Amiyesh Bahavaya, Hanamiyesh Bahavaya. If a person marries an Isur Lav, for instance, a person marries a Mamzeres, he's over a terrible iser of lo yovoi mamze bekal Hashem, for sure. However, is the kedushin toifis? And the answer is yes. Now I know Barry's already thinking, and everybody's thinking, but not according to Rabbi Kiva, because ain't kedushin toifis v'chayav ilavin. We're going to talk about Rabbi Kiva in another two lines. But in the meantime, other than Rabbi Kiva, everybody else holds that kedushin toifis v'chayav ilavin. And so therefore, zochti Gemara, according to Shimon HaTimni, that it's got to be Isha Sheyesh Bo Havaya. There is Havaya's Kedushin even with a Mamzeres. It's not a wonderful marriage blessed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's an Isur. Abla Maisa, the Kedushin is valid and it's effective because of the fact that she's only an Isur Lav. She's not an Isur Karis. However, the Mandi Omer Uyil Kaima, that is referring to Reb Shimon ben Menasya, he says it's not enough that there be a Havayis Kedushin. It's got to be a woman that you're allowed to hold on to. Are you allowed to hold on to a woman that is Chayov Yilavin? Avad and Isht. You're over an Isser every day that you go and live with this lady. Ha'ener u'yu l'kayima. Oh, so that's enough. Gimin, according to the two Mandi Yamin. That according to Shimon HaTimni, Isha She'ish Bo Havaya, that you'd only have to go and give a knas to Ksheirois and to the Chayovi Lavin, but not to Chayovi Krisus, because Chayovi Krisus is no Havaya. You wouldn't even have to go and give a knas to Chayovi Lavin, because she's not Ruya Lakaima. And therefore, our Mishnah comes Lafuke from these two Mandiyam. Frank Timura.
We left off Krisus. Is that intentional, or is it just co-well with Mamzeres and Asina?
The Gemara is telling us the nafkimina. Everybody agrees that if you're talking about an Isser Kares, number one, there is no Havayis Kedushin. And number two, it's an Isha She'ena Re'uya L'kayma. So there's no machloikis between Shimon HaTimni and Reb Shimon Menasya, that there would not be a din of knas. The question is, what's the nafka mina? Where do they argue? Says Yimah, I'll tell you where they argue. Bachayove lavin. Chayove lavin, according to Shimon HaTimni, since there is havayas kedushin, you'd pay a knas. According to Shimon Menasya, since she's not ruia lekaima, you don't pay a knas. But Kuli Alma would be moida that if you're talking about Isser Kares, then the father there's no din of knas, because number one, you cannot have a havayas kedushin, and number two, it's Isser lekaima. That's why the Gemara is only bringing Mamzeres and Sina, because that's where they disagree. They both agree by Isser Kares that there would not be a din of knas.
Yeah. So the Gemara is leaving that off because unnecessary. We're talking about Chayiv Elavin, and Mamzeres and Sina are just examples of it. There's some importance to it.
No, you're absolutely right. The Kusis would be included as well. The Gemara is giving us a break to shorten the daf a little bit so it shouldn't go into extra innings. But you're right. The din applies to Kusis as well. I thought you had said Krisus and you said Kusis. My apologies. Yes, but you're 100% right. Mamzeres, Nesina, Kusis, all of the Chayav Elavin that our Mishnah mentioned and enumerated, that would be the Nafka Mina between Shimon HaTimni and Reb Shimon ben Menasya. Because there is Havayas Kedushin, but it's Osir Lekaima. Zok de Moravaita, Ul Rav Akiva, the Amr and Kedushin Toivsim Chayav Elavin, my Benayu, could Rav Akiva that holds that Kedushin is not Toivsim Chayav Elavin, so there is really no Nafka Mina between Isha Shiesh Bahavaya and Isha Haruya Lekaima, because even an Isha of Chayav Elavin is also not able to have Havayas Kedushin. We said, according to Shimon HaTimni, Isha Shiesh Bahavaya. Until now, we said Yesh Bahavaya included not only Kisheirois, but also Chayav Elavin, that it's a valid, effective marriage, even though there's an Isra Lav. But Yesh Havayah, Kedushin is Toifis. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin is not Toifis by Chayav Elavin. So therefore, the words Isha Shiesh Bo Havayim and Isha Aruya Lekaima are basically synonymous. So now, on the surface, the Gemara is asking Mai Benayu, what's the Nafka Mina now between Shimon HaTimni and Reb Shimon ben Menasya? In both cases, both the expression Isha Shiesh Bo Havayim and Isha Aruya cover the waterfront, cover everybody according to Rabbi Akiva, because all Chayav Elavin are both Isha She'en L'Havaya and also Isha She'en Aruya Lekaima. That's the way you learn Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi tweaks the Gemara slightly, because Rashi brings from another Gemara in Yevamis, that in fact the Gemara says, the Feirush in Yevamis, that Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaTimni are not on the same page. They clearly have a machloikis, because Shimon HaTimni holds that a Chayav Elavin Yesh B'Havayi Kedushin, and Rabbi Akiva holds that Ein Kedushin types in B'Chayav Elavin. And therefore Rashi says that the Gemara's Kasha and Rabbi Akiva is really focusing on Reb Shimon ben Menasya. Why did Reb Shimon ben Menasya have to use the expression, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Isha Haruya Lekaima? He could have said the same words as Shimon HaTimni. Isha Sheyesh Bo Havaya. Who does that mean? Only Noshim Ksheirois. Because if the Isha happens to be either Chayav Elavin or Chayav Krisus, Ein Bo Havaya, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no Havaya's Kedushin, because Ein Kedushin Toifsim Chayav Elavin. So why did Reb Shimon Menasi use the expression Isha Ruhi Lekaima? He could have used the same expression Shimon HaTimni. Isha Shiesh Bo Havaya. And the difference between Shimon HaTimni and Reb Shimon Menasi would just be, what is the definition of Isha Shiesh Bo Havaya? That according to Shimon HaTimni, Isha Shiesh Bo Havaya means even Chayav Elavin, and according to Reb Shimon Menasi, it would mean only Ksheirois, because even Noshim, which are Chayav Elavin, Ein Kedushin Toifsim. So why does Reb Shimon Menasi use the expression Isha Ruhi Lekaima? Every mara ike benaya almana lekoyin godol. But almana lekoyin godol. Rashi says lav dafka almana lekoyin godol. The same thing applies to a grusha lekoyin hedget. What does he mean? Kreb simoy. Disani reb simoy oimer. Men hakoyil oyser Rabbi Akiva mamzeirim. Chutz mi almana lekoyin godol. Except for an almana lekoyin godol, as well as a grusha b'chalutz of the kohen hedjit. Well, chalutz in midrabanan. So grusha the kohen hedjit. Sharam retoira lo yikach v'lo yichalel chilulun oisa ve'ein oisa mamzeder. What the Gemara is saying is that according to Reb Simoi holds like Reb Akiva, or at least he's describing Reb Akiva. He says, "Min akoyu from everything Reb Akiva made mamzerim, everything, any type of iser, sai isure krisus, and sai isure lavin. If a person goes and is over just on a lav in his marriage, then there's a din of mamzer. Where's the exception? The amon lekoyin godol and the gerusha lekoyin hechet. Why? Because the Torah says over there that if a kohen were to go and take a grusha, or a kohen gadol were to take an almana, v'lo yichalel zara b'yamav. What are you talking about chilulin for? It's much worse. If you're over an iser lav, there's a din of mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Simoi, no. These chayavi lavin, there's no din of mamzerus, there's only a din of cholol or chalol. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Manasseh was hinting at when he says in our Mishnah, Isha Ru'iyah, not Mishnah, in this Braisa, Isha Ru'iyah Lekaima, what he means to say is, it comes to exclude the case of the Almana Lekoyin Gadol. That's the reason why he didn't use the expression like Shimon HaTimni, Isha Shiyesh Bo Havaya, because Avada, there is a Havaya's Kiddushin. If a Koyin marries a Grusha, or a Koyin Gadol marries an Almana, it is a valid marriage. It's a marriage in Isur. It's Chayove Lavin, no question. But although Rabbi Kiva typically holds by all Chayove Lavin, Kedushin is not Toifis. And the children are Mamzerim, says Reb Simoi, this is an exception to the rule. The Isur Kahuna, although it's Isur Lavin, there is the Kedushin is Toifis, even according to Rabbi Kiva. And the children are not mamzerim, they're only chalolim or chalolois. Oh, so that's the reason why Reb Shimon Asiyah had to use the expression Isha Ru'iyah L'Kayima as opposed to Isha Shiyesh B'Havai, because here there is a Vayis Kedushin, but it's also L'Kayima. A Koyin is not allowed to marry a Grushin. Well, Reb Yishevav, the Omar Boi Ben Atzvach Al Akiva Ben Yosef, Rabbi Yishevav said we should all scream at Reb Akiva, Rabbi Yishevav holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, even a Kohen who marries a Grusha, the child is not simply a Cholol. The child is a Mamzer. If an Amona marries a Kohen Gadol, the child is a Mamzer. As he said to Rabbi Yishevav, according to Rabbi Akiva, let's scream at Reb Akiva for making so many mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. That's the lashon of the Nitzavach. Let's scream at Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says, "Marbe mamzerim b'Yisrael chinam." Anybody and everybody, unless it's absolutely 100% kosher, you have to worry about mamzerus. So that's why we should scream at Rabbi Akiva. See, if that's the case, apparently, according to Rabbi Yishevav, even Almana Lekoyin Gadol and a Grusha Lekoyin Hedjit, the child is also a mamzer. So, again, my benayu, what did Reb Shimon ben Manasseh mean by saying the words Isha Ru'i L'Kaima? He could have simply said Isha Shiyesh B'Havaya, because none of these women is their Havaya's Kedushin. Not by an Issa Koretz, not by a normal Issa Lav, and not by an Issa Lav de Kahuna. In all cases, Ein Bo Havaya. In every case, there are Mamzerim. So where is the exception that he's saying Isha Ru'i L'Kaima? Everything more ikimenayu. Chayove essay mitzvah v'adoymi. What's the matzah mitzvah v'adoymi? It says in the pasuk in Parashas Kiseitzei that when it comes to mitzvah v'adoymi, dor shlishi yovu lehem b'kal Hashem, that the third generation are allowed to join the ranks of Klai Yisrael. Which means, but you're not allowed to go and marry a mitzri or adoymi, dor rishon or dor sheni. It doesn't say Befeirish in the Torah that it's an Isalav. It only says in the Torah that Dor Shlishi are allowed to go and marry. So now we're going to make a diuk, an inference. So we're going to say, oh, Dor Shlishi is permissible. So the first two Torahs are awesome. Since it's a Lav Haba Mechlal Asay, that's what the Gemara calls a Chayuve Essay or Isure Essay. And that's what our Reb Yishevav was referring to. Rabbi Sheva, or what Rabbi Shimon Manasseh is referring to. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh is saying is that if you had a person who married a mitzvi vadoi midoir rishen or dor sheni, even though there is havayas kedushin, the reason why there's havayas kedushin because it's not an iser lav, it's only an iser asay. Nevertheless, since it's osir lekaima, no din of knas. Azoy lent the Rebbe Kiva according to Rebbe Shim ben Rasi. That's very good if Rabbi Shevav is directly addressing Reb Simoi and he's arguing with Reb Simoi. Meaning, Reb Simoi back in the Omer Aleph said that even Reb Akiva that holds in Kedushin, he will agree by Isurei Kohuna, Kedushin is Toisus. Aha! Says Reb Shevav, I respectfully disagree. Reb Akiva holds even by Isser Kohuna Kedushin is not Toifus. Okay? So then, it makes sense. Only Isser Koris is not Toifus. Isser Lav is not Toifus. Isser Lav of Dekun is not Toifus. But there is one case where Kedushin is Toifus, and that is the Chayov, the Essay of Mitzvah Adoyim. Ve'eli Yitam, the Nafshi Ka'amar, if Rabbi Yeshevav is speaking on his own, and he's saying, Kol Shein Le'Bia B'Yisrael Avlad Mamzer, according to Rabbi Kiva, Nu Kol Shein Le'Bia B'Yisrael means any type of Isur Bia, which would L'Chayra include not only Isur Lavin, but Isur Esay, V'Afil Chayov Esay, So B'Zoy Mai Benayu. So what is Rabbi Shimon ben Asiya making reference to when he says, Osir L'Kaima? He should just simply say, She'ein lehavayis kedushin, because there is no case lechoyra according to Rabbi Shevav that there is a vayis kedushin. Every iser, whether it's kares, whether it's isalav, whether it's chayuve iser kahuna, whether it's chayuve esay, in all cases there's no bia b'yisra. Everything. The Torah, as we know, says the Gabe, a Kohen Gadol, ki im besula me'am of yikach isha. And from that, the Gemara learns a drasha, psula ye, b'ula nisht. So now, this is again an iser asay, because the Torah doesn't say, don't marry b'ula. The Torah says, ki im besula, yikach isha, he should go and marry a psula. Ah, so that's an asay. So from that asay, I can go and be doirish, infer from that, a b'ula nisht. Ah, so that's again a chiyuve essay similar to mitzvah va'adoimi, which was also an iser asay. What difference does this make between this iser and the iser asay by mitzvah adoimi? Says he more the havalei asay she'ene shava ba'koil. This is an essay that does not apply across the board. It only applies to one Jew in Klal Yisrael, and that of course is the kohen gadol that is not allowed to marry a beula. Ah, says Zokti Mora, now I know why, back on the Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh darshened. When is there a din of Knas? Only v'loy siya le'isha, only in those cases where you can also marry the lady. Said Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, it's got to be isha haru'uya l'kaima that he can go and keep her, which suggests, like the Gemara said, that there is havayis kedushin. Kedushin is toifis. However, he's not allowed to hold on to her. Where is Kedushin Toifis according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Yeshevav? Kedushin is not Toifis by an Issa Karis. Kedushin is not Toifis by an Issa Lav like Mamzeres. Kedushin is not Toifis by an Issa Kahuna like the case of Grusha to a Koyin, Koyin Hedget. Kedushin is not Toifis even by Chayuve Esay Mitzriva Adoimi. The only time Kedushin is Toifis is only by Be'ula Lekoyin Gadol. Why? Because that's such an exceptional assay. It's an essay Shein Shav Bakar. But nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon ben Asiyah, you don't pay knas. You know why you don't pay knas? Because of Lekayimah, he's not allowed to continue holding on to her because he's over on Isra Asay each time. Rabbi Yisai, this is Meduyak Heitev in the words of Rabbi Shevav, because Rabbi Shevav says on the bottom of the Yomit Beis, Kol She'en Le'Bia B'Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. If it's the type of bia that among the masses of Klal Yisrael you're not allowed to marry, then the vlad is mamzer. However, when you're talking about a case of Be'ula the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't apply B'Yisrael. It only applies to one individual, the Kohen Gadol, an Esesh Einishav Bakoil. Oh, in that case, Kedushin is Toifis, and they would not be a Mamzer, but nevertheless, he still wouldn't have to give any payment of Chamishim Shekel for Knas, because it's Osur Lekaima. So we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Mitchell will continue tomorrow. Omer Rav Chizom. Have a wonderful day. Thank you all for joining. Hatzlocha Rabba, Barry, feel well. Refu Shleima, Kol Tov.